My name is Essence White, and you are listening to the Becoming the Aroma of Christ podcast. Thanks for joining us. Let's get right into it. Many of us have heard the story of Pharaoh and the 10 plagues when Moses was sent by God to set the Egyptians free. And we probably read that story and probably never thought it had anything to do with happiness. But when I was reading through it, it struck me that when we're going through hard times, we kind of act like Pharaoh when he was going through the plagues. But before we get deeper into that, let's look at the definition of happiness and the definition of joy. This is what the internet says about happiness. It says, while happiness has many different definitions, it is often described as involving positive emotions and life satisfaction. This is what John Rittenbaugh says about joy. He says, biblical joy is inseparable from our relationship with God and springs from our knowledge and understanding of the purpose of life and the hope of living with God for eternity, when there will be joy evermore. If God is actually present in our life, the joy he experiences can begin in us. Joy is a sign that life has found its purpose, its reason for being. Simply put, happiness is of the flesh and joy is of the spirit. We're seeking happiness, and it doesn't seem like our pursuit is wicked. You know, it seems like we're pursuing good things. Like, everyone wants to be happy. You know, everyone wants the spouse, you know, be married to someone that they love and have the kid and the right job and the right house and the right car and all these material things. But really, that is just seeking temporary earthly pleasures, you know, and we can get caught up in the same mentality that Pharaoh had, because the mentality Pharaoh was operating out of was a mentality of solve my problems. He was seeking God to solve his problems. He wasn't seeking God for who God was. He wasn't seeking God because he wanted to serve God or because he loved God, but he knew he needed God in that moment because he tried to go to all these other means. And a lot of times that's the problem with seeking happiness, is because when we don't get the happiness, we turn to other means, we turn to other sources. Because when God doesn't give it to you, or when you feel like you can go find it a different way, that's how you're going to go find it. That's the trap of happiness. There's a reason God tells us not to focus on those kind of things. Before he even went to Moses to pray for him, Pharaoh was trying to seek happiness through the magicians and the sorcerers. In Exodus chapter 7 and it's verse 11, it says, then Pharaoh called for the wise men and the sorcerers, and they too, the magicians of Egypt, did the same with their secret arts. Pharaoh went to go find the magicians and the wise men and the sorcerers and the people he thought could solve his problems instead of seeking God and God's will. I think that's how a lot of people get caught up in magic and in witchcraft. It happens more often than I think a lot of us think about. When we go seek these things that don't please God to solve our problems instead of going to God, or we even go to the internet, or we go to all these things, you know, we seek the wise men of our day, somebody on Instagram's opinion, we seek validation from people, we seek all these things that are not of God in place of God, because we didn't go directly to God to begin with. Because I think sometimes the reason we don't go to God directly is because we're scared that God won't give us what we want, or in the time frame that we want it to happen in. You know, sometimes I think we know that we're going to have to wait for something sometimes in order to receive from God. You know, you have to be in obedience to God. And I think sometimes we want the quick fix, even though we know that the quick fix might not be pleasing to God. You still choose that one because it's convenient. You know, it'll give you that instant gratification. It'll solve your problems quicker than you think God will. If you think God will at all, because I think sometimes we don't believe that God even wants to. We don't believe that God wants to solve our problems. We don't believe that God cares, that God has the right answer, that God's will is perfect, and that God's way is the best way. And I think sometimes we don't believe that. And I think we don't be honest with ourselves that we don't believe that, or even bringing that unbelief to God, because you can bring your unbelief to God. And it says in the scriptures when he was like, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. And I think sometimes we have a hard time admitting our unbelief to God about certain things instead of being honest with God that, God, I'm struggling to believe that you want the best for me right now. God, I'm struggling to see how you're going to turn this around. God, I'm struggling to see why you're making me wait for this. God, I don't understand. And instead of being honest with God, we try to find our own solution for it. And instead of, you know, bringing that unbelief or that hurt or that disappointment to God to help us deal with it, we find another way to make it make sense to us in the natural instead of trusting God and being in obedience to him, regardless of how we feel or regardless of what it may or may not bring. That's the place we have to get to with God, where even when it doesn't make sense, that we know he is right. Even when it doesn't make sense, we trust his ways. And even when it doesn't make sense, that we don't waver from it. Because just like Job, when Job had everything taken away from him, Job never cursed God. Job never strayed from God, even when he didn't understand. Job was honest with his feelings to God. He told God he didn't understand why this was happening. Job knew he was a righteous man, but he said, "Naked I entered this world, and naked I will leave it." And he was okay. He was content with, even if God took this all away, that he trusted that it was for a reason and that he would have to leave it all at some point anyway. That was Job's mentality. And we have to make sure that we grow in our relationship with God, that we will develop spiritual maturity. So that can be our mentality as well. Because if we have the mentality of Pharaoh, it is so easy for the devil to set a trap for us. It is so easy for the devil to plant seeds for us to be led astray by something like witchcraft or even just the wrong spouse or the wrong job that will distract us and lead us away from God. You know, it's so easy for the devil to give us something that looks like happiness, and he has no problem doing it, and he will be so quick to do it, to give you an option that'll make you happy. Because he knows that if you just keep being happy, but you're out of the will of God, that you're not where you're supposed to be and that the enemy has won at that point. So we have to just ask God, how can I grow spiritually? God, how can I be planted firmly in you so that even when life gets hard, even when things aren't going my way, God, that I can seek you and understand you even when I have no idea what is going on in my life right now? That you will trust and that you will keep God first and that you will know that no matter what, he is good, even when you don't understand. If our only desire in life is to be happy, then it's easy for the enemy to come in and plant seeds that'll lead you astray. To be like, why didn't God answer this? Why didn't God do this? Why this and why that? And then you start questioning God and you start wondering why he's not doing what you want him to do. Because Pharaoh did not care about what God's will in the situation was. Because God's will was for his people to be set free. And Pharaoh did not care what God's will was. He just wanted his problems to go away. Pharaoh just wanted satisfaction and positive emotions. He just wanted the plagues to stop so he could be comfortable again. We just have to make sure that we don't have the mindset and the mentality of Pharaoh when we go through problems, that we're not trying to just make our problems go away at any means. If it's sorcery or seeking wise men that are not of the Lord, or seeking anything that is not of God to make our problems go away. We have to make sure that we guard against the traps of the enemy that he plants with this false happiness and with these things that the enemy can give us that will make us fall astray and seek happiness and seek positive emotions and life satisfaction instead of seeking the will of God and in seeking obedience to God in our life. That should be our number one desire, is to be in the will of God, whatever that may bring. Because Pharaoh wasn't serving God. You know, Pharaoh was serving himself. You know, Pharaohs in that day, they thought they were God. The Pharaoh was the end all be all. And that's why I think his mentality shows a lot about serving yourself, because he wasn't trying to serve a God. He was trying to be God. And I think sometimes we can do the same thing in our life. We might not ever say, "Oh, I'm trying to be God." But in our actions are saying that you're trying to be God. When you try to make things make sense in your own mind, when you try to come up with your own solutions and trust in your own strength, that's exactly what we're doing, is trying to be our own God. We're trying to make things happen in our own strength, in our own ability, in our own understanding, instead of trusting God. And I think we know what the word says. We know the word says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight." But I think there's a gap in between the knowing what the word says and the doing what the word says. And I think that's where the enemy lays his trap, in the middle. He's okay with you knowing what the word says, but when it's time for you to apply the word, that's when the pressure comes in. You're leaning on your own understanding to try to figure out why these things are the way they are in your life, instead of leaning on God and not on your own understanding and trusting that he will make your path straight. And I think that's why a lot of times people go turn to other things. You know, that's why a lot of times people turn to these pagan practices instead of leaning on God, because they're trying to make their path straight in their own means. Like Pharaoh, when he called the magicians and the sorcerers instead of being in obedience and asking God what his will was. The world promises you instant gratification. You know, it'll give you all kinds of other ways and other means to do these things other than seeking God. You know, witchcraft is instant gratification. Witchcraft is manipulation to get what you want, how you want it, and when you want it, without going through God, without having to be obedient to God. That's the trap of witchcraft. It's like, okay, I want this, and I don't want no one to tell me I can't get it, and I don't want to have to ask or do anything, so I'm going to do this, and I'm going to get it instantly. If we're honest with ourselves, that's exactly what we do sometimes. It's like we try to do it on our own means. We try to get what we want. And then when it fails, and then when we can't do it, then and only then is when we go seek God for God's solution and God's answers. And it's only when we get desperate enough that we go try to ask God what we should do about it. And that's exactly the same mentality that Pharaoh had. Because that's the thing about joy, is it requires humility. Joy doesn't always make sense, but it's always the right choice. Because joy sees past the instant gratification, and happiness is an instant effect, and it fades as instantly as you get it. The true test of whether we're seeking joy or happiness comes when we don't get the things that we think we should have. When we don't get that, does it make us mad or turn away from God? You say you're done with church and you don't want to pray no more because you didn't get that thing that you were asking God for. That's how you know the difference of whether you're really seeking joy or you're really seeking happiness. Because when you seek joy, it doesn't matter what you have or don't have. Joy is a spiritual thing. In Galatians chapter 5, joy is listed among the fruits of the Holy Spirit, which means we must be operating out of the Holy Spirit in order to truly have joy in our lives. You know, and that's why it's so important that we have to practice walking in the Spirit. You know, it's not something we do once, it's something we do every day in every situation, to choose to walk by the Spirit, to choose to see past the natural, to see from God's perspective in all things that we go through. God doesn't give you more than you can bear, and God knew that Job could bear it. And that's why he allowed the devil to test him. And you have to remember too, like in our lives, God doesn't give us more than we can bear. We might not always like it. You know, it might not have been our choice. You know, we would never choose to go through what Job did. Job didn't choose it, but Job went through it. And he didn't allow it to destroy him or destroy his faith. But he said, you know, who am I to accept only good things from God and not the bad things also? You know, and I think we can all grow into the place of accepting whatever comes in our life, good or bad, and we can accept it with joy, and we can accept it with contentment. And that comes from when we practice walking by the Spirit, you know, not walking by our flesh, because our flesh is the one that wants all these earthly things. Those desires come from our flesh. And God says if we walk by the flesh, it will lead us to destruction. And it might not seem that deep, you know, it might not seem like it's that serious in the moment. But then when you look from God's point of view, you know, when you look from an eternal point of view, we're allowing our flesh to lead us. And that's never going to lead you nowhere good. And it might not happen suddenly, you know, we might not suddenly be destroyed. It might just, you know, one day you wake up and you realize that you're far from God. Or one day you wake up and you realize that you did not listen to God. Sometimes we don't see it until it's too late. That's the thing about the flesh. It can be tricky because it seems like what we're seeking is not bad, you know. We might not be doing nothing really bad. And I think that's how we get caught up too, because it doesn't seem like we're walking by the flesh. It just seems like we're living regular life. In reality, we've allowed our flesh to lead us astray. And sometimes we realize it when it's too late. You know, and I think sometimes we can kind of dismiss that too much. You know, we can dismiss the fact that our actions are different than what we claim we believe, you know, and it can happen subtly. And we just have to be on guard, because the flesh is not really on our side. You know, the Holy Spirit will always lead you somewhere good. Always. He cannot lead you astray. That's why we have to make sure that we are choosing biblical joy, the kind of joy that comes from God, and not choosing happiness, which is of the flesh and in the natural. We can't be valley-only Christians where we only seek God when we're in a bind. When we're in trouble is when we seek God. When we only seek God when we have no other options. It's the same mentality that Pharaoh had. He only sought God when he had no other options. Only coming to God when we're going through something or in a season of lack. But when we start getting better, you turn back to putting any and everything before God in his place. Because when we seek happiness, we're only seeking what's beneficial to us. We're not seeking the will of God. We're not seeking obedience. We're not seeking a relationship with God. We're only seeking what is beneficial to us at that time. Only what will make us happy. The solutions to the problems that we see in our natural eye. You know, Pharaoh only was seeking the solutions in the natural. Well, he wasn't seeking spiritual things. He wasn't seeking the will of God. He wasn't seeking obedience. He was just seeking the solution to the things he saw in the natural. We have to remember that our joy comes from knowing God. When we are in right standing with God, we have everything that we need. And we have to remember, too, that this life is temporary. We can't put all of our trust and our hope in this world that everything will be right, because everything in this world will fade away. When we get so caught up in seeking happiness that we want our kingdoms to be built on this earth, that we don't focus on storing up our treasures in heaven because we're focused on trying to find happiness in this life, even though this life is temporary. You know, God says it's but a vapor, that we are like a blade of grass here today and gone tomorrow. And if we forget that, then it's like we are forgetting that our true joy is in the Lord, that is in the promise of him saying that we will live with him forever. When we keep the perspective of the Holy Spirit in our life, it helps us to see everything differently, even our trials and even our problems and the things that we might lack or don't have yet, that even if we never get the things that we're hoping we get, that we have eternal life with God, and that far outweighs anything that we could ever have on this earth anyway. You know how the Bible says there's a peace that makes no sense? There's a joy that makes no sense too. Joy is an attitude. It's a choice. And it's a choice that we can make regardless of what else is going on in our life. When we choose to walk in the Spirit, joy will allow us to look at our circumstances and our problems differently. It's just like in James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4, it says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." So when we have this perspective about the things that we're going through in our life, that God is allowing it for an opportunity for us to grow, for an opportunity for us to develop endurance, we take everything in our life so personally, and we don't see it from God's point of view. You can say, okay, God, well, you say in your word that you don't give me more than I can bear. So I know if you're giving me this, then it's not going to take me out unless I let it. And when you choose joy, it's choosing to not allow your circumstances to destroy you, but instead to grow you, to build you. Our joy should come from the presence of God. Our joy should be found in God and God alone, because joy is not based on material things. Joy is not based on circumstances. Joy is based on being right with God. The joy that we can have through the Holy Spirit is far more than anything we could have on this earth could ever give us. The things that we can get on this earth can only give us a measure of happiness. You know, happiness is a response to the things that we get, or a response to circumstances. But the spiritual joy, it far outweighs all of that. Our strength comes from knowing that regardless of whatever happens, the Lord is with us. And our joy comes from remembering that his presence is all that we need. And our joy comes from God and God alone. I hope this episode has encouraged you and left you with something that you can dwell on and ask God about what mentality you are operating out of, so that we can all grow and be firmly planted, because this world is just going to get crazier and crazier. You know, things are just going to get harder and harder. And so now is the time to develop spiritual maturity. Now is the time to strengthen our relationship with God while we have an opportunity. And I thank you for listening to this episode, and I hope I see you in the next one. Thanks.